to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. Every week, the different categories we highlight, the stories, the people, all this great conversation generated by the News Talk radio stations and summarized every day at Talkers.com. And then every week on our countdown, we go through these top stories, the top 10, and then the people who are making and generating conversation. So, Michael, this is your job. Please help yourself to it.
All right. I'm going to do the job because somebody has to do it.
All right.
Here are the 10 most talked about stories on News Talk Radio across America this past week. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball training, spring training, and off-season National Football League action. Lots of excitement. At number 9, the ongoing battle between Media Matters for America versus conservative talk radio. At number 8, kind of an out-of-the-blue story, the JetBlue pilot incident. That's one that'll shake your confidence. At number 7, the Afghanistan operations. At number 6, Iran and the nukes. At number 5, the Obama-Medvedev flap. At number 4, gas prices tied with Obama's attack on big oil. At number 3, the GOP primary tied with the general 2012 presidential campaign. Number 2, just a giant story, the Trayvon Martin case. And number 1, the Obamacare Supreme Court arguments this week. That's the way the story stacked up. The people that populate that conversation. At number 10, Peyton Manning and Tim Tebow. At number 9, Rush Limbaugh. At number 8, Marco Rubio. At number 7, Clayton Osborn. At number 6, Dmitry Medvedev. At number 5, Mitch McConnell. At number 4, John Boehner. Number 3, we have a tie between Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, and Newt Gingrich. At number 2, we have a tie between Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. And number 1, back in the top spot, is Barack Obama. There you have it, Doug.
All right, the overview of the hot hits and stories and the people the conversation is built around. A lot of things on these conversations that we have about talk radio, the inside, the outside, the behind-the-scenes things. People like to hear from Michael, who is the recognized authority in the country on talk radio, sort of wax philosophical, I think you do sometimes, as the business changes and people are listening to AM radio stations and FM radio stations and they're online and they're listening to podcasts and they're trying to find on Stitcher or the TuneIn radio way of listening to the spoken word formats. Here comes one of the great stars, and I don't necessarily mean as far as a human being is concerned, but in terms of radio, Tom Likas can attract an audience pretty much wherever he's on the air. And so he's making a big deal about being back on the air, in a sense. He had to sit out for a few years because his contract with CBS wasn't up. He's been off the air for...
Yeah, about 2 years. I'm not sure exactly to the month, but it's about 2 years.
So what do you make of his re-emergence on Monday online, the way that he's doing it, the fanfare, how people are going to be able to listen to him? What do you think this is going to amount to?
I think that he's part of the future wave of big-name radio personalities exclusively being available to the public on everything but AM and FM radio. And that doesn't mean Tom Likas won't come back to AM and FM radio, but right now he's doing his own thing. He's being entrepreneurial. And, you know, I've talked about it for years. I call it the media station.
Yep.
There's no reason why people cannot own their own program, do their own program, create their own universe on the Internet. The problem is, if you don't have something very special and you're not able to promote it outside the realm of the Internet, it's a tough thing to get people to pay attention. Likas is going to have to hope that he continues to get lots of publicity. Right now, the mainstream press have been writing about it a lot, which will give him a good boost when he starts this coming week. But he's got to have something that really makes people want to continue to go and seek him out. Whether he does or not, time will tell. I'm very excited about what he's doing because it's pioneering effort. Can you predict where it'll go? No, because it is a pioneering effort. And we'll watch it very carefully.
He is a character. He always can generate an audience. He has interesting points of view. In his last incarnation in Los Angeles and on the network that was created around that show, he had his vulgar moments. And he certainly doesn't appeal to women. He appeals to men.
Well, he represents men. I'm an older guy, and I'm going to tell young guys how to protect themselves in a world where women can be dangerous. That's basically his shtick. He's been through many shticks. He's been a liberal
right.
in left-right political talk. He's been a shock jock in just dirty talk. But his last incarnation in L.A. was big brother telling little brother how to handle yourself with chicks.
Right. Yeah. And it's pretty interesting. Actually, I find him very entertaining. I find him an interesting human being as someone we all know in the business. But I also find what he does to be pretty entertaining. The problem with people, Michael, is they don't understand what the word entertaining means. Some people think entertaining is supposed to be funny. Entertainment does not necessarily always fall in the category of being funny.
Well, I've been dealing with this in my interviews with the press, you know, about Rush Limbaugh and about the responsibility of people who are on the air talking politics and, you know, what they can and cannot say and civil discourse, blah, blah, blah. I've come up with a new way of describing it. I'm finding that it's starting to resonate. I call radio talk show hosts are performance artists.
Mm-hmm.
That this is not the same as being a congressman. This is not the same as being a pundit. These are performance artists, with the key word being art. And as an artist, you should be given some leeway to use language that you choose, to approach topics that may make people uncomfortable, to be, shall we say, extreme or engage in hyperbole and sensationalism. And people should understand that they're witnessing performance art.
Yep.
Just as if you watch somebody commit a murder in a movie, you don't put them in jail. They're not a murderer. They're depicting an act. Just like when you go to the theater and you see somebody play a role, they're depicting an act. Well, when a person goes on the radio on what's called a show, they are performing something to make a point, the same way someone who writes a novel makes a movie or does a television show. And we've got to stop holding them to the same level of responsibility for truth and reality that we'd hold a congressman or a president or somebody that is, you know, a clergyman or somebody who is in, quote-unquote, real life.
Yep.
How does that strike you?
I think it makes a great deal of sense. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Did you know that for less than what you pay each week at the laundromat, you could get a new washer and dryer during Rent-A-Center's appliance event?
So no more waiting around on a machine?
That's right. And with worry-free pricing, delivery setup and service are included.
No more digging around for quarters?
Nope.
No more missing socks?
Nope.
No more stranger lens?
Yeah.
Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires April 25th, 2012. Quantities limited.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Continuing on now, our overview of what's going on in the world of talk. Michael Harrison from talkers.com. The story of what individual hosts do to serve and therefore get attention. Kevin Miller, who's somebody we know as a New England kid, ended up in Boise, Idaho, and has done a lot of things that, like a lot of radio people, they try to get an audience and they try to do something good at the same time. How do these things work well or not, Michael?
If you're able to get an audience and part of your shtick is to serve the public well-being, that's the best of all worlds. I mean, good is good. If you can raise money for charity, if you can instigate programs that help people get back to work, if you raise consciousness about the plight of veterans, any number of things, and do it in an entertaining way, in a positive way that gets ratings and generates revenue, that's as good as it gets. So there are people out there that do that, and I support them wholeheartedly. I mean, good is good. I love people being performance artists for good. They're still performance artists, so matter what.
Yeah, performance art is really, I find that there are fewer and fewer local hosts, so the opportunity to do this can be great for the people who are left, because you and I both know there's a move by especially the larger companies to sort of centralize how the stations are run, and a lot of people, they may or may not know or care about how this is happening, but where there's an opportunity for somebody locally, normally it would be a morning person, and they would go out. Sometimes the national people, and I've done this, you go to a market where you're being carried, and you can do some a local event, and it becomes kind of fun. There's a big deal attached to it. And so in this case, Kevin's a good guy, and there are plenty of these people around. I wonder if there's as much of this sort of thing being done as it used to. You know, it used to be you could get used to this sort of thing happening regularly.
It's part of the bigger picture of radio. Sure, there's a lot of that being done, and there always has been, but I wouldn't want it to be a prerequisite that you have to do it that way.
Yeah.
If you're just simply entertaining, you know, like chewing gum, that's fine, too. There's room for all of it. People have the right to be entertained mindlessly if they like, just as people have the right to be very discriminating about the quality and value of their media. Mm-hmm. It should all be allowed to exist.
In the seconds that remain, I find it interesting to see the lack of attention being given anymore to American Idol versus The Voice or some of these other new shows that people kind of like to follow. I don't feel the enthusiasm anymore. Do you?
No, and a lot of that is because the wheel keeps turning and new things come up. I mean, it's popular culture. Popular culture is known for its trends. I'm amazed American Idol has been as big as it's been for as long as it's been. Historically, it's going to go down in history as one of the great entertainment products of the end of the 20th and the beginning of the 21st century. I mean, it's been quite a phenomenon.
It really is. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. If you go online to Talkers.com, you'll follow every day what's going on with not only the hot hits, but stories about the business, stories about hosts. It's a fascinating place if you love this sort of entertainment. And that's really what it is, as Michael says, entertainment. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
As we continue on the countdown, looking at the big issues of the week, a lot of different categories for conversation, our scam alert person, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney for the countdown, has a great website, actually two of them now, stevelaw.net and scamicide.com, here to add his legal opinions to some of the big cases of the week. Trayvon Martin and the attention it's gotten in the media, a lot of people, I think correctly, are calling attention to these things. I like these things going on. Sadly, they're all, you know, like an everyday occurrence, but it isn't a white guy shooting a black guy. It's a black guy shooting a white guy, or a white guy shooting a white guy, or a white, you know what I'm saying, Steve. So all of this stuff, people are yelling and screaming about Zimmerman not having been arrested. What do you know about the legalese of all of this?
Well, you know, here, one of the things I think people are sometimes missing is you don't arrest somebody and then start the investigation. And if this were in
that's like shoot first and ask questions later in this.
Yeah. Probably not the most apt analogy for this one, but they're crying for the arrest, but you have an investigation that really needs to proceed and determine whether indeed there will be charges or not. I know the district attorney down there, interestingly enough, has announced that the decision whether to bring charges will be made by the district attorney and not going to bring it to a grand jury. Mm-hmm. Also know that initially the reports I've seen said that the lead detective did believe there were sufficient charges or sufficient evidence to bring a manslaughter charge, but was overruled. The facts are not entirely clear, and this is one of these things where people are jumping to conclusions, and it very well may be, just as so many people are saying, that Trayvon Martin was just gunned down unnecessarily. It may be that there was a scuffle and Zimmerman truly believed he was in danger. I think one of the best pieces of evidence is going to come when the FBI is able to, and I think they can do that, listen to the person crying help, and if they can identify that person as being Martin, then you've got a case, because then you've got Zimmerman lying about that.
All right, well, certainly a lot of fodder for the legal minds to be checking out what who's saying what and what deserves attention. Maybe that can be said also for the Supreme Court arguments this week. A focus on health care, Obamacare, without me asking you a prejudicial question. I sound like a lawyer myself. What do you think was the key as you watched and read and heard? I was there for the first day of testimony, and the only thing I observed was a bunch of cucamongas outside dressed like they were ready for Let's Make a Deal.
That's a great episode.
So inside, though, serious business. Some people were startled when they learned that the court seemed to think it was going out of its way to give these guys 2 hours to make their presentations. Normally it's 1 hour, and I think to myself, with all the things that go on there, the import and the impact is, how do they limit these discussions to 1 hour? How do you read the comings and goings of this event?
Well, I thought it was terrific that they did give the extra time. You know, like you said, this is a very, very serious matter, and I think the court was taking it appropriately into consideration. You know, remember, even these the time that they're spending is going to pale with all of these, they call them briefs, but my God, they're not brief. They're by the pound of all of the legal arguments that the justices have seen prior to both attorneys coming in to argue the case. This is a very, very significant legal issue, and beyond all of the politics involved, we've had an evolution over the years with the Commerce Clause of so many things where it's been expanded. You know, frankly, kidnapping became a federal crime through the use of the expansion of the Commerce Clause, saying, well, somebody's going to cross state lines, it'll be interstate commerce because they're asking for ransom. So this clause has been expanded tremendously to allow the federal government to go into areas that it never maybe originally was intended. But that doesn't mean anything, because if we had original intent, we'd still have slavery and women not voting. But this is a very significant thing. Are we regulating commerce, insurance? Yes. The federal government is saying that if people don't have to buy this insurance, we're still going to have to provide some health care. So what we're doing here is regulating it. But on the other hand, people are saying, well, this is the first time that people are actually being mandated to do something to buy a product. Mm-hmm. And it's a very, very significant issue. It does appear it's going to come down to swing vote Anthony Kennedy. It's always hard to gauge how the Supreme Court is going to vote from the arguments. First of all, they sometimes hold their real beliefs close to the vest. Other times, in deliberations, which will begin this week, people may be convinced. The Supreme Court is certainly a political institution, and they know they're going to shake up politics quite a bit if they knock this thing out or part of it. That's the other issue, is can they just knock out the mandate to buy insurance and leave the whole thing, or is that such an inherent part of it that it would not be the appropriate thing to do? If I were a betting man, and I am, I think they will knock out the mandate and leave the rest in, but anything could happen.
Yeah, there is a very, that's an excellent, that's the best overview I've heard of that, and you heard it here with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com, home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey, for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24-7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's now 33 after the hour, 800-510-8255, and email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Following us on Twitter and Facebook is easy to do. You can find out by going to the listen box at DougStephan.com. Our conversation about health care, whether or not things are going down the tube or not, looks or sounds more like the Justice Kennedy, that's how they refer to themselves, the Justice Kennedy makes the decision. He's the deciding vote. And a lot of people who are much more informed about this than am I, and probably you as well, think that he's not on the side of keeping this, or I guess maybe the better way of looking at it, he's not sure that with his questions that the situation that exists is what ought to exist. So what happens if this all goes up in smoke? 800-510-8255. That is, what happens, those of you who don't like President Obama say, wow, that'll be great. Okay, so then what do you do as an advanced country about the people who don't have health insurance? What do you do about the insurance companies who continue to screw people because they're not in business to pay claims, they're in business to screw you? What do you do under the circumstances about the people who aren't covered, people who have had conditions previously, the circumstances, pre-existing conditions, whatever you call it? Don't you think those people need to have some coverage? If you choose to have coverage, what happens under the scenario that apparently will exist in June when the thing goes away? 800-510-8255. What happens to the prevention programs that are part of so-called Obamacare? What happens to things that were addressed by this bill that were correctly addressed? What happens? 800-510-8255. Christine in Connecticut with thoughts on Congress.
Congress should have simply passed legislation to prohibit insurance companies from dropping you should you get a serious illness, and also to prohibit insurance companies from refusing to insure you if you have a pre-existing condition or if you're over 50. That's what they should have done. And where's the affordability factor? But you're going to collect all this money from all these different people, and there are a lot of people in that quack who can't even, wouldn't even be able to afford the $700 or whatever it is for the penalty.
All right. What do you do? That is the question. Supreme Court held their final day of arguments yesterday on the constitutionality of the health care law. Justices discussing what would happen if they struck down this key provision that requires uninsured people to buy the insurance. Observers say it seemed the majority of the court believes that if the individual mandate is declared unconstitutional, the rest of the health care law can't stand. A couple of the justices, including the Chief Justice, seemed open to the possibility that parts of the law could still be salvaged. What say you about that? 800-510-8255. Let's listen to the thoughts of George, who's listening in New Hampshire to the countdown.
Back in the 60s, before we had the government involved in Medicare, our cost of medical coverage and people going to the doctor was 5 to 6% of our economy. It has grown 300%. That's above and beyond inflation. So at the rate it's growing, that in 50 years from now, 48% of our economy will be for medical coverage. Now, there are a lot of people getting rich off of the medical coverage and the medical providing medical care, and nobody seems to have any plan to control these costs whatsoever. And we're just opening ourselves up for the spring here in the United States, where our people will have to rise up because we won't be able to afford to live here.
We'll have to rise up in New Hampshire, where he lives. The state slogan is "Live free or die." 800-510-8255. Some have described this as an extraordinary review of the health care law. The court is considered to be more right of center. So that's why people think that the redefinition of the federal government's power is what's important. We've all decried the what seem to be bad decisions, stupid decisions, the overturning of McCain-Feingold with a ruling a couple of years ago on campaign financing, and how that outrageously has affected what you see as candidates and who's sticking around and who isn't. The justices will probably be deeply divided on that. The Affordable Care Act, unlike anything the court has seen in decades. It's been actually 50 years since the justices have spent this much time on a subject. 50 years. It does seem we've learned a lot about how the process works. An hour is normally all you get to argue before the Supreme Court. When momentous decisions are made, how do they make up their mind just listening to stuff in an hour? Or maybe that tells us what we ought to do here on programs like this and limiting people's time on the air. Max is in Brownwood, Texas. Glad to have Brownwood on board. What do you think, Max?
Yeah, I think I can draw an analogy to no-fault divorce, which started in one state in the 60s, and all 50 states had that by the 80s. Eventually, if things work out in Massachusetts, each of the states will probably try something like that. And the federal government can also expand Medicare without violating the Constitution. So they shoved this thing through Congress with so many attachments and so little examination in such a rush, and it does violate the Constitution. And like I say, there are other programs and other ways to to...
What would some of those be, Max?
Well, they can expand the Medicare program, provide for other classes of people, and the states, along with the federal government, can expand Medicaid coverage. So there are already programs in place that can be used without coming up with a whole taking over 12% of the economy.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if what goes on in Massachusetts gets challenged now, although it's not exactly the same. Actually, it's not the same in many different respects. All right, Max, thank you for your input. 800-510-8255, our Talk Radio Countdown Show discussion of health care and what happens. The law professor, Obama was a law professor. He's intrigued, so they say, in the White House by these hearings over the constitutionality of the health care law that he pushed through. He studied a summary of the arguments when he was flying back from that summit in South Korea. The political side of the president may need to draw up his judicial patience, waiting for what happens. Is this going to affect the presidential race? And if it does, how does it? 800-510-8255. Steve is listening to the countdown in Georgia.
My comment is actually I'm starting to believe the average Republican man or woman in this country has become the king and queen of the slippery slope fallacy. You know, they always talk as if they have a crystal ball to predict the future. This is going to bankrupt the nation and so on and so forth. On what basis? Are you a statistician? Are you a mathematician? They just make all these wild claims about things without any fact or proof about what is going to happen in the future.
What are you for and what are you against? This is a good time for you to get an appraisal of what you really think. We hear a lot of people, because it's election hearing, we're arguing back and forth, this guy's good, that guy's bad, we need to change this, we need to help ourselves to that. There's too much of that, I think, too much of what's the government going to do for me. And that didn't start with Barack Obama, it didn't start with George Bush, it didn't start with Bill Clinton, didn't start with... There are a lot of people actually going back to Ronald Reagan these days, and suggesting that many of the things that were done there weren't so helpful, the banking rules that were changed. There's a little bit of a break in the love affair because of the reality of some of the things that have come that you wouldn't have seen, actually. You wouldn't have seen the immediate effect and then the long-term effect. Sometimes hard to judge on any of these decisions that are made, any of these changes in policy. In fact, decisions that you make yourself on what's going on in your life are hard, very hard to boil down to, okay, this is how it's going to affect us today. And then you think, oh, what's going to happen down the road? And you don't worry about what if. You think about what is. And what is that 30, 40 million people in the country don't have health insurance. What is we are a nation of sick people who eat badly, who are overweight to the nth degree. No other place on the planet has people who are actually as unhealthy as we are. What do you do about that? Who's discussing that? 800-510-8255. We continue with your thoughts on all of this in a matter of moments here. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-932-3468. That's 1-800-932-3468. 1-800-932-3468.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on a gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
800-510-8255. I guess under the circumstances, sometimes people, as they try to understand what goes on in a circumstance like this on a talk radio program like this, this is like the other programs you listen to, kind of have a bit of patience. A lot of people are calling 800-510-8255. And as there are people in the queue, three, four, five maybe ahead of you, if not more, you need to be patient. Otherwise, don't waste your time calling, because if you can't wait for a few minutes, probably I don't want you to be frustrated. And also, when you call, the conversation that you have, this is just a little radio 101 or talk radio 101. When you're calling, it's important to have a point and to make it. When Michael answers your phone call, that means you need to be ready to speak. And if you go on for a minute or more with him trying to explain what you're going to say on the air, it's probably also not worth your call, because it needs to be something that is in your mind and helpful for people to understand as they listen to you. All right, with that in mind, here's Dan in Cross Plains, Texas. Let's hear from you in a succinct, intelligent way. Dan, go ahead.
Okay, succinct and intelligent, hopefully. I believe that the Congress needs to pass legislation allowing the insurance companies to sell across the lines throughout the contiguous 48 states, as well as Hawaii and Alaska, and thus creating competition for the insurance companies, and allow people then to buy their insurance in co-ops or individually, but it would lower the price, and it would take the federal government out of the insurance game and end all of this hyperbole that's going on in regards to health care. For those that are...
Well, insurance isn't health care. Insurance is just that.
Yes,
it's insurance
covers health care, Doug.
No, I'm saying that insurance does. I think your idea is the right one and perhaps the most salient part of all of this. It's ridiculous that this isn't allowed and encouraged and perhaps mandated. So you have a good point, Dan. Thank you for making it. 800-510-8255. The Talk Radio Review of the Hot Hits in Talk Radio here at 51 after the hour.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Levine is here. Michael is the Warren Buffett of the media world, so says USA Today. Represented a lot of Academy Award winners, written books about PR, runs a prominent PR firm in Los Angeles, LCO Online. And he also runs the LBN eLert, which is a great source of news and information. So he knows his stuff. And that's why we have him here on the countdown to talk about some of the issues that present themselves and the interesting things that befall either people or companies when they're trying to do business or keep an image up and something happens that they can't control, like JetBlue pilot taking off from LaGuardia on the way to Las Vegas. Something happens. The guy cracks, apparently, according to all the stories. Michael, we all know what happened. How does JetBlue recover? What do they do to manage the damage?
Well, that's exactly the point. The question is not whether or not there's going to be bad things that are going to happen in corporations. There are. But the question is, what do we do in the face of them? And here are the things that we've learned over time that work. Speed. You have to go really fast. Personal responsibility. You have to take ownership. Humility and contrition. Those four principles, if they're used by corporations or by people, that generally, overwhelmingly, America is a very forgiving nation. Now, what happens is when you accept personal responsibility, the large group of lawyers that you have surrounding you usually come to the front of the table and say, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Because it opens you up to too much legal liability. But I think that you have to take responsibility. You may not say, you can say, it's not my fault, but it is my responsibility. And my customers are number one. you must treat customers, corporations must treat customers as they would want to be treated if they were in that particular and unique, unpleasant circumstance.
Yep. So do you, as you follow this, think JetBlue has done a good job to try to get over whatever damage may occur to their reputation?
No, not particularly. Like most corporations, when they have an incident like this, they are stunned. They feel like a deer, they're almost like a deer in a headlight.
Yeah.
And they don't react quickly enough. Now, of course, that argues for the idea that they should have a policy in place of when an emergency happens so that they can go right to it, like an emergency response policy.
Well, if there had been a crash or something, they probably had that policy, but
exactly,
they're not used to. But the last 2 months, American Airlines last month had a similar situation with a flight attendant. The flight from Dallas to Chicago couldn't take off because this woman went kind of bananas.
Right.
And, you know, American is so bad in handling PR because they're so bad, period. You know, how, and they seem, there's an interesting question, if you don't mind. I think it's interesting anyway. As a frequent flyer and one who flies on American most of the time, even though I don't.
I fly American a lot as well.
I don't like them. I don't like the way they run the business. They're the most difficult people.
I don't like
people.
Any airline. Yeah, but, I mean, they all stink. They're,
so
they,
how
they,
do they survive then, Michael? Do American is the third most hated company in the country.
Americans have to travel. You often have no choice or little choice in a certain route.
I just wonder why these guys are. You could do so much better. People love you. They're eager to come do business with you. They want to spend their money with you. But if you're always screwing them over, why bother? Go somewhere else. I found myself doing that. I went to Virgin America. I was so sick of dealing with. I got almost 2 million miles on American. You'd think that'd pop up on a screen someplace. This guy's a big traveler, and they'd handle you well. Yeah, they want to fight with you about everything. And so I finally said, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to Virgin America. No, I didn't say you win. I just went someplace else.
Yeah, well, you win. We'll go someplace else.
Yeah, right. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, there's that. Now, in terms of, as the time erodes here quickly, Dick Cheney had a heart transplant. He's not a politician anymore. Never was a favorite of majority of people in the country, but managed to carve himself out a pretty good niche. Does he care? Does it matter? Or do we have to look at these heart transplants and who is considered for the donorship or recipientship?
Doug, Dick Cheney is a symbol. He doesn't have any relationship to power today, but he's a symbol.
Right.
Very, very controversial for many Americans. See him as part of the Bush administration, which is not a popular one, particularly in the last 4 years. On the other hand, some people have great respect for him. You know, he's a symbol, and symbols are very powerful things.
Michael Levine from LBO Online and the person responsible for that powerful news blog, LBN Eler. Michael, as usual, our...
I'm feeling...